5 years after your divorce is over, my God, you will be in such a different place. And I'm going to tell you where I am 5 years after my divorce on this episode of How Not to Suck at Divorce. If you're going through a divorce or you're thinking about getting a divorce, then this is the podcast for you. We give you the unpopular opinions no one else is talking about that will save you thousands of dollars on your divorce. Hosted by Morgan Stogsdill, the head of family law at the largest family law firm in the country, and comedian Andrea Rappaport. We're going to hold your hand, we're going to help your heart, and you will avoid the biggest divorce mistakes. This is How Not to Suck at Divorce. Part of the reason why your divorce is getting so expensive is because you're making mistakes. And that is exactly why Morgan and I took time to create the new and improved Divorce Crash Course. This is a private podcast and an online guidebook that holds your hand so you avoid the most expensive mistakes that people make in their divorce. It's $50 thanks to our friends at Our Family Wizard and SoberLink, and it is a game changer. Rect link in our show notes. Go get your hands on the new Divorce Crash Course. So it's mini episode time, and we're switching it up this week. This week, we're doing the mini episode on Friday. It's Friday, Friday.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Who loves that song? Because it was so bad, I couldn't stop singing it. God, Rebecca Black, where are you now? I'll tell you something funny. When I was going through my divorce, my childhood best friend, shout out Anna. Why did I say that? Is she here? No. And why do I think I host a radio show? Shout out Anna. Sent me a cameo. Remember Cameo? From Rebecca Black. And Rebecca Black was holding a ukulele. If you don't know who Rebecca Black is, she's the girl that made that Friday song, which if you don't know that song that I just referenced and played, it was this ridiculous song that this girl wrote about literally a day of the week and all about how it's Friday. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes because I think we all deserve to take a minute and torture ourselves and watch it. I mean, literally the lyrics are like, should I sit in the front seat? Should I sit in the back seat? Which seat should I take?
Sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up. Which seat can I take?
On her way to school on Friday. I mean, lyrical genius. But my friend got me a cameo. I think it was for Mother's Day while I was going through my divorce. And Rebecca Black is sitting there with a ukulele. And she's like, Andrea, your friend just wants you to know that you're such a good mom and that you're such a fan of my songs. I got to find this cameo. Oh my God, I wish I could find it and link it in the show notes. You can all watch this because it was so ridiculous. And she's holding a ukulele. And then she played for me, God bless, an unplugged ukulele version of Friday. But it made me laugh. And my God, I needed that laugh. And you probably do too. Today on Friday, 5 years, 5 freaking years. We talk about it all the time. Where will you be 5 years after your divorce? You guys, yesterday was my 2-year wedding anniversary to Steve. My divorce was finalized in December of 2020. It's now 2026. I'm remarried for 2 years. What? Now, I met Steve right when my divorce started. So we dated all throughout my divorce, which a lot of people say, don't do it. Whatever. I did it. It worked out just fine for me. We're married. My life is so different. Now, is my life all perfect and beautiful and rainbows and Rebecca Black? No. Co-parenting is not easy. We still have stuff. I still go to therapy because This is so shocking. I still have issues. What? Turns out, plot twist, I got into my first marriage because of issues that stem from my childhood. What? Who wrote that book? But my God, am I a happier person? I thought about this yesterday on my anniversary because our wedding anniversary fell on a Tuesday and it was just a normal day, right? The world didn't stop spinning. I didn't go on a grand vacation. We didn't even go out to dinner because of life. But I looked at my husband and we wrote each other these little letters. We didn't even do like fancy cards. Like my husband literally typed out a letter for me, probably in like Microsoft Word. And what's really funny is he signed the bottom of it like it was a business agreement. I don't know, kind of strange, but hilarious. Love him. And he just told me how he felt in this typed up letter. I had never felt so loved and seen, comforted, and thinking to myself, thank God. Thank God I went through that hell of my divorce and have now linked up with a person that fits me and a person whom I fit. I laugh so much now. And I, 5 years ago, beyond that, or when I was in my first marriage, there was not a lot of laughter. There was not a lot of joy. I was really lonely. I was really sad. I'll tell you one thing that I'm not now. I am not lonely. Nope. I can go on the most ridiculous, boring errand with my husband. And I feel just joy because I don't feel like I'm alone in life. I didn't have that. I also view myself so differently than I did. 5 years ago or 6 years ago, I was in this place where I was so scared. I didn't know what I would be able to do on my own. Now I run a successful marketing firm that I started, that I co-own with another woman who's a freaking genius. And we have big corporate clients and we're killing it. I would never have been able to do that when I was in my first marriage and I thought so little of myself. I didn't make nearly the amount of money that I make now, that I did. Nobody did that for me. The man that I'm married to now did not save me. We are partners and equals. I didn't realize I didn't need to be saved. I needed to pull myself out of this mess that I was in. I needed to wipe the mud from my face and say, okay, Andrea, who are you? What are you going to be? You need to be somebody who your children look up to. The coolest thing happened the other day. One of my kids came home from school and was like, Mommy, I was telling my friends that you're on Google. I mean, that's so goofy. It's so silly, but it was so cool to hear that, like, my little 9-year-old is bragging to his friends, like, you can Google my mommy. When you type in my mommy's name, her picture comes up and you can ask ChatGPT who my mommy is and it knows and it will tell you. To me, I'm making something of myself. My kids can now see their mommy. And you guys, my kids saw their mommy go through hell. My kids have memories of their mommy in the hospital before I left my marriage because I was that sick from falling apart from this panic disorder that completely controlled me. And now their mommy's on Google. I'm really proud of this life that I created. And this life that I created is totally doable, Googleable for you as well. Maybe you're not going to get married right after. That's not for everybody, and that doesn't happen for everybody. But getting remarried doesn't mean like, oh, good, you succeeded. And if you didn't get remarried, then you lose. No. But you're going to live your life. You're going to be happy. You're going to be in a place where you will look around your new home and you will say, yes, motherfucker, yes. It feels so good to look around and to say, I did this. I made this happen. And you guys, it can start so small. If you're in a place right now where you can't do all these things, you know what you can do? You can put a picture in a picture frame. That sounds really silly and really small, but you can do it. And putting a picture in a picture frame, you can go to Target, you can go get a new picture frame. And you can print out a picture of anything that makes you happy. Maybe you find an old picture of you with your friends in high school, something ridiculous, something silly. Maybe you go out one night and you take a picture with your friends and it's like, it just makes you smile. Put that picture in a picture frame and look at it. Nobody can stop you from doing that. And that brings you some joy. And that's something that you did. Joy is what it's all about. Years after my divorce, I have joy. And yes, I happen to be remarried. And yes, I just happen to have my 2-year wedding anniversary. But even without all of that, I have joy. I have joy and I am proud of where I am. Not only do Morgan and I run this podcast, which we are so proud of, that we wouldn't have had I not gone through the hell that I went through. We wouldn't have this amazing business attached to our podcast, which we're also so grateful for and so proud of. I probably wouldn't have my marketing firm. I wouldn't be able to do all the things that I had done had I not decided that I'm going to wipe this mud off my face and I'm going to go and do it. You can do it too. You can do it today on Friday. You can do it on a Monday. You could do it on a Tuesday. It doesn't matter. If Rebecca Black can become an overnight sensation by writing a song about which seat she's going to sit in on her way to school, you can also become a success. Never thought that this episode would go there, but here we are. You can do this. I am telling you, you can do this. You have the ability to be happy. You are going to find joy. You might not be happy every single day, but I invite you. Now I sound like a therapist. I invite you. I challenge you. Go find a way to find some kind of joy today. You don't have to wait till your divorce is over. Go do something that makes you happy. You need that moment and you deserve that moment. Divorce is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Not every day is going to be a good day. There are going to be days where you have 1 minute of joy and the rest of the day is going to be horrible. Well, at least you have that 1 minute. Then you're going to have days where the whole day is pretty great. Isn't that amazing? Post-divorce, I don't have every single day of joy. I still have days. I have a lot of days that are really hard, but I'm not alone anymore. I don't feel lonely within myself. And because that, I'm able to be a partner in a really healthy and happy relationship. And that's what I want for you. Go join the private community that we have. Follow us on social media. Get the Divorce Crash Course. If you don't have the Divorce Crash Course, it was designed to help you. Keep listening to our show. Keep going. I hope this episode made you laugh. And remember, you have got this and we have got you. The How Not to Suck at Divorce podcast shall not be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information heard in this podcast shall not and should not be used as legal advice.